Jesse James. Jesse James and his outlaw gang robbed banks and trains in the American West from 1866 to 1881. James was born near Kearney, Missouri on September 5, 1847. His father was a Baptist minister. He died in California when Jesse was about 3 years old. Jesse and his brother Frank fought for the South in the American Civil War. They were part of a group known as Quantrell's Raiders. They killed many people during the war. After the war, Jesse and Frank returned to Missouri. In 1866, they and the younger brothers started robbing banks and trains. They did this for about 15 years in Missouri, Kentucky, and the Midwest. They often killed people during these robberies. When they weren't robbing and killing, they were hiding from the law. They became legends in the American West and beyond. The gang's last attempted robbery was their most famous. On September 7, 1876, they tried to rob the First National Bank in Northfield, Minnesota. The bank clerk would not open the safe for them, and they murdered him. When they tried to escape, some of the townspeople shot at them. Two of the gang members were killed. The younger brothers got away, but were captured soon after. Jesse and Frank James were hurt, but they escaped, and before long, were robbing banks and killing people again. In 1881, the governor of Missouri said anyone who killed or captured Jesse or Frank James would get $10,000. Jesse had already moved his wife and two children to St. Joseph, Missouri. They lived quietly in a small house, and Jesse called himself Thomas Howard. But Jesse soon needed money. He asked two brothers, Robert and Charles Ford, to come to his house and help him plan a robbery. The Ford brothers came to Jesse's house, but they wanted the $10,000 reward. On April 3, 1882, when Jesse had his back turned, Bob Ford shot and killed him.